start now with Late Junction.
Si yo sabía mi uno, si yo sabía, si yo sabía mi uno, si yo sabía, en paudor, to grafo tembu yor yo, un kerdis en pio pio. Si yo sabía mi uno, si yo sabía, si yo sabía mi uno, si yo sabía, en paudor, to grafo tembu yor yo, un kerdis en pio pio.
Sabio mio no sei eu sabio em paura toda a fonte do diário um queijo pio pio se eu sabio mio no sei eu sabio se eu sabio mio no sei eu sabio em paura toda a fonte do diário um queijo pio pio.
Sei eu sabio by Alain Gibert, who bases his work on traditional melodies from the Auvergne region in the south of France, and he was joined there by Bruno Chevillon on contrabass or double bass, Jean-Louis Matinier on accordion, and Louis Clavis on clarinet. Alain says he explores territories between folk memory and folk imagination. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction, where we also explore such territory between the sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll. One glance at their website has me convinced next month's London Jazz Festival also looks like ripe territory for musical exploration. For example, enter Soweto Kint into the search box and you'll find he'll be showcasing the wondrous meeting of jazz styles that is his new Emancipation set on Thursday, 18th of November at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on London's South Bank. It's never ending.
Thank you. shut out the noise and get free. Shut out the noise and get free. Take a second, let your head breathe. Just shut out the noise and get free.
Never Ending by Soweto Kinch from his CD The New Emancipation. Now, Sarah Jarosz. She's a child of the Newgrass School of Music. She used to play at the Friday night bluegrass jam at Wimberley near Austin, Texas. From the moment that she could stand up on stage and hold her mandolin, she's appeared live on stage aged 16 with Del McCurry, and she's knocked the world senseless with last year's debut CD Song Up in Her Head. And she's still not 20. No wonder she's singing Edge of a Dream. But before she does, here's another virtuoso. Cellist Emad Ashour from the Arabic Institute of Cairo. Here's his Taksim for Cello number 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
London Sinfonietta playing Square Pusher's The Tide, arranged by David Horn. It was recorded at Musicians and Machines, a magical series of concerts that took place in 2003 at London's Royal Festival Hall, in which London Sinfonietta and Warp Records explored the connection between musicians and machines, and between the pioneers of electronic and avant-garde 20th century music and their sonic electronic grandchildren. More from that series later. From the 60s to the 90s, Lakshmikant Purulal were the Lennon McCartney, or at least the Jagger Richards, of Bollywood soundtracks. This is Oramji Badadugdina from the 1989 film Ram Kakan. It's a song sung by Lata Mangeshkar, on which they combine classical ragas, Dafli rhythms and Qawwali style for a tune that's going to bubble under Madhuri Dixit's amazing on-screen dance. But first, some Bollywood reinvented by Data Love. Society Go.
Thank you. करती हो तुम
422 walked off with the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award back in 1999, and that track, Mamba Marimba, from their latest CD, Go Forth, shows that they've surely not lost their mojo. Apparently, they get their name 422 from some arcane mathematical process. Math fiends and everyone else can, of course, get in touch via the World Music Message Board on the Radio 3 web pages, or by email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or by post to Late Junction, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, London, W1A, 1AA. And so to one of the current great voices of modern Middle Eastern music, Gadis Bir, from the album Al Muwashad, that won her the Radio 3 Award for World Music in 2007. This is Gudi Chofunik.
لم يكن هجر حبيبي عن قلى لم يكن هجر حبيبي عن قلى لا ولا ذاك التجني بل لا سره شكري إذعان شكر يا إذعاف ولم يدر ما غاية صبري فابتلى يا فتيت المسكين يا شمس الضحى يا قضي إن يكن لي أمل
Cicadas by the Cowboy Junkies, from their CD Renmin Park, that was inspired by a 3-month stay in China and the field recordings they made there. If you want to catch them live, they're in Glasgow on November the 7th, Manchester on November the 8th, and London on November the 9th. Dirty Projectors are also coming to the UK, but not till December. Here's a live recording of Fluorescent Half Dome, performed at New York City's Sublime Music Store, Other Music. But first, a song that inspired the Beach Boys and Lonnie Donegan, and doubtless many others. John B. Sale, Wreck of the John B. is an old Bahamian song, sung here on an early 50s recording by pioneering Bahamian star Alfonso Blake Higgs, always known as Blind Blake.
Grandma, Pa and me, we came on the sloop John B. Round Nassau Town, we did roam. Been drinking all night. And we got in a fight. I feel so breaker. I wanna go home. I bought me a brand new pants. I started to go to a dance. Too much sat down my pants, boys. I had to go home. I had to go home. Up the John B. Sail, let's see how the mainsail set. Send for the captain, sure, let me go home. I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I feel so breaker. I wanna go home. The captain, the mate get drunk, broke up the people throng. The police came on board and take him away. They take him to jail. Without any bail. I feel so breaker. I wanna go home. The cook, he had the fits. He started painting up the people grits. The captain peeked and eat a bowl of our corn. Say, Mr. John Snow,
please let me alone.
We're going to sail home early today. Sailboat go by sail, and steamboat go by steam. Round Nassau Town we did roam. Been drinking all night, and we got in a fight. I feel so breaker, I wanna go home. Hoist up the John B. Sail, let's see how the mainsail set. Send for the captain, sure, let me go home. I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
I feel so breaker.
Everyone I gonna fluorescent half dome far beyond here, far removed from the sneering of the crowd. Eternal love
No Object Dearer, sung by Gally Cantus, directed by Gabriel Crouch. It's from a collection of music that was written in tribute to James I's oldest son, Prince Henry, who died of typhoid in 1612 at the tender age of 18. Here's another Canadian luminary act to grace your small hours. Pogo with Pink Shoes. Angels above the clouds. The third movement from Smetana's String Quartet No. 1 in E minor, From My Life, in which he took inspiration from Beethoven's late string quartets to use the form as a vehicle for personal statements. Here come the Romantics. Actually, here comes the return of Bilo, the Malagasy spirit, for Halloween week. This time, Justin Valley performs a song which he describes as Malagasy voodoo, as more of a close harmony chorus, almost Californian version, with his trio. But first of all, here comes Polar Bear. Catch them live at London Jazz Festival gigs with Jaeger, at Westminster Reference Library on 13th and 14th of November, and on the 21st of November at Spice of Life. Here they are in recorded form. New Love.
Below, 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 below raja, pek ti yer ti masi manauja. Pek ti yer ti raja, pek ti yer ti masi manauja. Kaili ti ase ti kala noro, kaili ti ase ti kala noro, kaili ti ase ti teno po eto kolo roa mi matata. Kaili ti ase ti kala noro, kaili ti ase ti kala noro, kaili ti ase ti teno po eto kolo roa mi matata. Bilo, 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 oh bilo, oh bilo, oh bilo, 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 oh bilo, oh bilo, oh bilo.
Oh, below, oh, below, oh, below, oh.
A Late Junction tribute to the sadly recently departed soul pioneer Solomon Burke. And goodness me, but weren't his doo-wop and gospel roots showing? That was Home in Your Heart from 1962, and he was sounding like Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, and even James Brown about 4 years before they started to sound like that. And now, an 11th century treat from Symphonie, featuring Stevie Wishart, Vivian Ellis, and Jocelyn West. It's a medley from their CD Trois Sœurs, Nouvel Amour, Haut Amour, and Et Dame Jolie.
Yeah.
NZ2004 by fiddle player Donald Grant from his debut CD, The Way Home. Donald is also second violinist in the Elias String Quartet, who are part of the Radio 3 New Generation Artists scheme. Busy lad. And that brings us well within swimming distance of the end of Lake Junction for tonight. But if you like, you can listen again to the show for the next 7 days via the BBC Radio 3 webpages. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow. But tonight, I'll leave you with Ligeti. It's from those London Sinfonietta Musicians and Machine sessions that we heard earlier. This is the third movement of his chamber concerto. But first, Hard to Define by Gregory and the Hawk. Good night. Thank you.
Radio 3 Through the Night. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome, especially if you've just tuned in. A concert from South Korea takes up the next hour and a half. Hubert Soudan conducts the KBS Symphony Orchestra in a popular programme of Western music. The Overture to Ruslan and Lyudmila by Glinka, Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto with Freddie Kempf as soloist, and Dvorak's Symphony No. 8. It's a recording made in July 2008 in the KBS Concert Hall in Seoul. Glinka's sprawling five-act fairy tale opera Ruslan and Lyudmila's hardly ever performed outside Russia, but the overture's a different matter. With its scurrying strings, it makes for a sparkling start to any concert.
Thank you.
KBS Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Hubert Soudan, opening their concert with the overture to Ruslan and Lyudmila by Glinka. And they stay with Russian music for the next work, the best known of all second piano concertos, Rachmaninoff's. Rachmaninoff began work on it in the summer of 1900, and it was the creative upshot of the psychiatric treatment he'd undergone for depression, which had been brought on by the spectacular failure of his first symphony. The piano soloist in this performance is Freddie Kempf.
Thank you. Thank you.